Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Welcome to Lost in the Static. I am Josh. Unfortunately, Scott is not here again. And unfortunately, Hank is.
What? Huh? Hello, listeners.
All five of you. All right, we got to get this out of the way. I know you wanted an opening rant, but let's do the Adam and Eve promo first so then we can get into your rant, okay?
What's Adam and Eve?
AdamandEve.com. See, if you go there and you use our promo code, STATIC, you get 50% off of a single item. You get free shipping. You get 3 free fuck DVDs and a free mystery gift, which it's so mysterious, even I don't know what it is.
Could it be anal beads? Could be. Could it be a butt plug? It could be.
No, I think it's smaller because all the things I've gotten were like deep throat gel and like a little tube of Astro Glide and stuff like that. So I don't know what it is. It's honestly randomized. So it's really mysterious to even me. I'm not just being facetious in the promo. But use the promo code STATIC and you get this stuff. So go to AdamandEve.com, use the promo code STATIC.
What do they have at that website?
I don't know. I think it's like for knitting. I think it's like for knitting circles and things like that. Hmm. Or maybe it's for Republicans because it's for sticking things up your ass. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Couldn't help it. All right. Now you wanted to rant about kind of the current state of movies and remakes in the horror genre or something like that. I don't know. You were kind of ranting, so you weren't exactly clear when we were talking about this prior to the show.
Yeah. This is there's this movement going on with having to remake classic movies. I am so sick of seeing remakes of classic movies. They don't need to be remade.
I want to get in front of you quick here, though, Hank. There are a few good remakes. I didn't like Cronenberg's The Fly, but a lot of people put that on there. But I loved Night of the Living Dead 1990 and John Carpenter's The Thing in 1982. And Philip Kaufman's Invasion of the Body Snatchers 1978. I mean, you can see.
But
I've got a poster of that on my wall.
Now, today.
But,
now.
But I just want to get it in front that all remakes are not necessarily bad.
No, that's I will back you up with that.
99% are, but like those three I just mentioned, I actually think all three of them are, maybe in the Living Dead's case, not superior,
but just as good as
the original.
Okay, if you want to make a remake, remake something that's like almost like public domain that maybe it was done, you know, so long ago, you know,
people
AMC.
Have forgotten about
AMC shows it at like 4 a.m. and you know,
AMC
people
would never show anything old. All they are is popular shit.
Well,
now.
Turner Classic, whatever it is, one of those channels that you see this shit really, you know, it's in the 99-cent bin. There's a collection of them, you know, 100 horror movies
for
$10. You know, remake one of those modern. And put the whole spin, you know, more classic spin on it, like Night of the Lepus, okay? Yeah, that movie, it's funny. I love it. It's shit, but it's funny.
I just like seeing Dr. McCoy as a good old country home doctor
that's
not on the Enterprise.
Or, you know, like, what's that? There's Curse of the Spider Cult, or I forgot what
Kingdom
it
of the Spiders? Is that what
no,
you're thinking
no,
of for
Cobra,
Shatner?
Not the Spiders. There's a Cobra Snake cult type movie. I can't remember what the hell it
Island
is.
Island of the Snake People with Boris Karloff?
No, it's black. I can't remember what it is. Anyhow, but take a movie like that. Remake it. I don't even remember what the hell it was. I saw it. It could be cool nowadays with the cool special effects and not CGI, but practical effects. You could make some of those and bring them back. And they'd be new to most people, even though they're a remake, and it'd be outstanding. I mean, that's kind of what I think, like The Thing. It's good in its own terms, and classic, but when it was remade, they put that whole new twist on it. But nowadays,
hold on, I want to get in front of you about The Thing, too. The Thing, John Carpenter's version, I don't even really consider a remake.
No, I don't either.
I've read the novella. Carpenter's version is a lot
closer
to the novella.
Right.
It's just like the same thing with I Am Legend, The Omega Man, and Last Man on Earth. I don't consider any one of them a remake of the other. They're all different takes on
Correct.
The same source material. That I know maybe I'm splitting hairs, but To me, I Am Legend is not a remake of The Omega Man. The Omega Man was not a remake of Last Man on Earth. They all just took certain elements of the novel.
Right. I'm talking strictly, I mean, but that, if you want to make a remake, do something like that. That'd be wonderful. I mean, half those things are probably public domain. You could just get them for free and remake them.
You realize that what you just said is kind of a bad thing, which is why, I don't know if he'll ever happen, but he's been trying for years. Tim, I'm a hack and can't do anything original Burton, wants to remake Plan 9 from Outer Space. I don't want him touching my Plan 9 from Outer Space. He wrecked Mars Attacks for me. I loved the cards, and he totally wrecked that for me. Well, I don't want him wrecking my Plan 9.
And there's I agree with that too, but I'm talking movies that are like fading into the dust that, like I said, you don't know me. I don't even remember the names.
Birth of a Nation.
Them.
I'd like to see a remake of Birth of a Nation.
The movies that are pissing me off are, we don't need to see fucking Nightmare on Elm Street redone again. The same almost
badly.
Badly. Done the same fucking way. I don't want to see, you know, some of these, like, the thing that they, or not, well, the thing, I didn't like that at all, even though it was a prequel.
I've actually already told this story on Radiodrome. The night you saw the thing, you ranted at me for almost an hour on the phone about how mad you were
in the parking
about
lot
that.
Of an Arby's because I was so pissed off I had to pull over because I was going to kill somebody. I had to cool down in the Arby's parking lot, ranting on the phone to Josh about how much this movie sucked. So anyhow, but I don't want to see this shit. I don't want to see, reading that they're remaking the fucking Evil Dead movie. No!
The week we're recording this, the quote-unquote plot just came out.
Yeah. What
do you expect when you got Diablo fucking Cody as a writer?
Fuck her. And you know what? Go back to stripping, you bitch. Here's my thing. I don't want to see this shit. And Sam Raimi, I know you described this to me and you told me the real story.
No, just for listeners, we got to remind them.
Yeah,
we used to work with Sam Raimi. So
yeah.
You know the guy personally.
Right. And I don't want to see, I couldn't believe once I heard the story and, you know, that he gave the blessing to have this piece of shit be made. It made me so angry. But then Josh told me, which I didn't know that part of his story, is that Sam Raimi, it was going to be made one way or another.
Sam doesn't own the rights.
Yeah, so he thought, well, he would at least get involved some way, so it wouldn't suck so bad.
He can at least maybe guide, polish the turd a little bit.
Right, and Josh also told me that happened with Clive Barker.
And Hellraiser, yeah. He doesn't own the Hellraiser movies, so that remake, not only can he not stop it, if he's involved, maybe it'll be okay.
Right, and he publicly came out and said that. I have not heard Raimi actually say this, but he needs to because he's pissing people off like myself. I'm sure there's other people out there that, you know, we don't want to see this crap. I don't want to see the same movie remade and then they put there's no Ash, now it's a female character and they're going to the cabin because, oh, we got to modernize
it's a drug
it.
Intervention.
It's a drug intervention. Bullshit. I'll watch that on TV on a show called Inner Fucking Invention if I want to see it.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, I don't want, if you want to do Evil Dead, Sam, if you're listening, anybody out there, maybe he is. Make the fucking future dead. When we were making Army of Darkness, you told the whole idea. It was beautiful. It was awesome.
I loved that alternate ending. That ending where he's in
destroyed
London.
The reason why the ending didn't get put on there is because the studio execs, see, and this happens for you listening, a lot of times when shit comes out, the actual director or the writer and that, they don't have creative control over it and the final. That some dipshit sitting at the studio thinks they know better than that person, so then they change it. So the ending that we saw in the theaters about, you know, Ash, you know, shooting the thing in the S-Mart, that wasn't the ending. The ending was the future dead, where Ash sleeps too long.
He's
100
years too long.
He comes out, the world's been destroyed, and now what was going to be is the Deadites are like the Terminator type, or, you know, and he has to fight them and rebuild the human race. Awesome.
I want to see that movie.
That's what I want to see. They also did an ending where it was the Jurassic Park ending where archaeologists also, he took too many pill or drops, and then they found in an archaeological dig him inside the cars, a skeletal remains. That's actually never been shown yet. So, but anyhow, that's what I'd like to see, not a fucking remake. And I'm getting so sick of this. And why do they keep making remakes? It's, to me, it's because people can't think for themselves anymore. as a child growing up, as Josh was a child growing up, as some of you out there listening were growing up, we could take an inanimate object like a fucking stick. That stick could be anything.
That stick was a lightsaber. That, it was a sword.
It was a gun. It was another person. It was a spaceship. I mean, we did whatever. We could use our imaginations to make a world around us using that stick. And we could play with, you know, army men that you're hard to find at stores, you know, because they're not articulated. Kids don't know what to do with
them.
They're
boring.
Yeah, or they'll choke on them because they'll put them in their mouth and they'll swallow them. Well, good. They fucking deserve to die in my eyes because it's weeding out the stupid people.
At that point, the mom should have swallowed that night, huh?
Well, everybody should have took a hit in the mouth. Well,
you want to hear one that's really bad?
What?
The Highlander remake. You know who's writing it? The writer of the Twilight movies is writing the Highlander remake.
And well, they'll glow. Well, maybe because they sparkle when they get the energy from the
quickening.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I'm sorry, Christopher Lambert, perfect age for that role. I guarantee you, if the Twilight people are behind this, it's going to be like a 22-year-old kid playing the Highlander.
Taking off his shirt and showing his abs. Look at this shit, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, first
of all, the tweens out there can get all woodied up and all moist and, you know.
It's almost like the Highlander remake people are determined to make Highlander 2, 3, and Endgame look like they were really good movies in retrospect.
Okay, so, and here's, I got to go on my rant, though, because right, I know go, the listeners like this rant and shit. By the way, if you like this rant shit, I don't know if Josh is their website, leave feedback. If you like me ranting, ask me back.
1201beyond.blogspot.com once this episode gets posted. Otherwise, you can email me directly at lostinthestaticshow@gmail.com and
I want feedback on this interview, please. And if you like me ranting, ask me back on. I'll host this anytime with Josh. But getting back to the feedback, these motherfuckers, okay? They keep doing this shit. It's because the kids, like I said, they're sitting, the people that are now in power have now taken over these fucking studios for their aging, ill parents or whatever. They're the ones that are making the movies. They can't think for themselves because they're raised with their fucking noses stuck to a goddamn screen playing video games. Now, I also grew up with a thing called Atari. It came out when I was... that was the first video game. Pong and Atari came out when I was a kid. You know what? They were great. But I still went outside. I still played. I still had imagination.
You read?
I read. Yeah. All this, it's triggered my imagination, okay?
Well,
we were the people that were making the movies, right?
Do you realize even back then the kids were the ones making the movies? And I mean this. Did you ever see the movie TV the Movie?
No.
Not TV the Movie. The TV set with David Duchovny and Sigourney Weaver?
No.
In that, Sigourney Weaver's character is the head of a network.
Mm-hmm.
She shows all the pilots to her daughter, her 12-year-old daughter, and if her daughter likes them, they get picked up as series. That was based on a true case.
Okay.
That there was an actual network executive. I heard it was NBC. He would show them all to his kids, and they would decide what shows would become new NBC shows and what would be rejected.
Well, I can see that happening.
Yeah, but that's how... But I'm just saying, it's not...
Right.
I'm telling the audience, though, it's not... What Hank is saying is not that outrageous.
Right. Well, it isn't. I mean, we had imaginations. We were making movies. We were the ones making coming up with the plots for TV pilots and TV shows, right? Now, kids don't fucking read. They play video games. They get into they can't think for themselves. They can't, there's no imagination. So what do they have to turn to once they're thrown into that their dad dies and they're made executive of Warner Brothers, right? What do they have? Well, I can't think for my own anymore. We can't think of anything original. I'm not going to read this original script that's sitting on my fucking desk because they didn't teach me that shit in school. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at a comic book that's already been done 1,000 times that I remember reading. Let's remake that. Or no, better yet, let's start doing movies about video games that I saw or played.
Okay, I know you're a big Universal Monsters fan.
Right.
Look what happened to the Universal Monsters in the 40s. Do you know why they stopped making those movies in the 40s?
Tell us.
Carl Lamel died. He was the backer that made Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, and that. Carl Lamel Jr. hated horror movies. Didn't matter that those were the biggest hits of the year. They made more money off those Universal pictures than they made off all their prestige pictures. He didn't like horror movies, so he said, we're not making horror movies
anymore.
Right,
and also they pulled
every... One moron.
And also at Universal Studios and that, they pulled anything that dealt with the Universal Monsters because kids growing up weren't scared by that. Because, see, as I aged and Josh aged and some of your listeners aged, if you remember this time, we all of a sudden then got stuck with, all of a sudden came around like Friday the 13th, Dawn of the Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street. These were now shocking horror movies that splatter and that. So it became a new genre of filmmaking, which is fine. It's the evolution of films. I understand that. But now kids, they're not, well, we're not, they're not scared of Frankenstein or Creature from the Black
Lagoon.
They laugh
at so, Friday the 13th,
yeah,
part one.
So, well, no, I'm talking about like when we got to in our 20s. So let's pull everything from Universal that deals with this because it's dumb to people. They don't want to see this shit. No, I really, this is what puts you on the fucking map. Remember Universal Studios, you didn't have a studio until Carl Laemmle made the fucking, got the monster movies going. That is what put your goddamn movie studio on the map and got you, made you millions of dollars.
It's the same thing with Paramount when Friday the 13th came out in 1980. Friday the 13th made more money in 1 year than Paramount had made in the two previous years.
Right.
Yet Paramount never wanted to acknowledge that.
No.
Friday the 13th, the franchise, was always that dirty little secret. Those made more money than these big prestige,
yep,
huge budget pictures, but Friday the 13th was that dirty little secret franchise that we don't really want
well,
to talk
just,
about
let's,
that.
Let's talk about when we were making, when I was working on Army of Darkness, okay? That's Evil Dead fucking 3. Universal wanted no affiliation with that movie, so they didn't put Evil Dead 3 in the title. They didn't even acknowledge it.
Wasn't the original title The Medieval Dead?
It was, but
I got
they,
an interview with Bruce Campbell.
But they didn't want any association with the other two movies. Even though it's the third one, they wanted no affiliation. I went to Universal Studios, had this huge banner painted. I remember I was so thrilled, and it was the big, you know, Evil Dead 3 and the big, and then the next time I went, they just had like this little image and it said coming soon, like, you know, Medieval Dead. And I'm like, where's Evil Dead? Well, you painted over the son of a bitch. They don't, you know, and then it failed
when
it came out
the
theaters.
But when you look at the finished film, they clearly wanted that to be a standalone movie that you didn't have to see 1 and 2.
Well, that's,
you know,
fine, but no, what they wanted to do is they didn't publicize it in saying that it was Evil Dead 3, which most people didn't know what it was when it came out in the theater, so they didn't go see it. It bombed, and then all of a sudden when people figured it out, that's when it came out on a video, and then it's this huge cult hit now. But it failed miserably. It's looked at as a dog in Universal's eyes because it, you know, hey, they marketed the fucker wrong. But, you know, now they'll spend millions of dollars remaking all this pieces of shit, you know, that I don't want to see. And you know why they keep making this pieces of shit? Because listeners out there keep seeing these pieces of shit. Every time you go to see these remakes, you're putting money into somebody's pocket. And then if it is a success, they'll continue to remake these movies because they know it's going to be a success. Fuck them. What we got to do is stand together, just like people on Wall Street and everybody are sick of the goddamn, you know, what's going
financial.
On in the financial situation financial in this reform. World. And finally, people are rising up everywhere, all over the world, and saying, it's going to end. We're stopping this. This needs to be done with movies too. As long as we're paying the money to make the have the remakes made, they're going to continue to do it. If we stop seeing them and they fail miserably, they'll stop remaking our classics.
But on the other side, you also have the whole, when they remake them, one of the reasons that they're so bad, because some of these could, you know, some of these were movies that were not that great to begin with. So you go, yeah, a remake might actually improve on it, like Prom Night. Sorry, the original Prom Night's not really that good. So the sequel had potential just in that you could have made this story better. But most of these remakes are being done by people who have no respect for the source material.
Right.
They don't respect the original at all.
Mm-hmm. They don't even try.
Such as Videodrome is being remade. Obviously, I have a show called Radiodrome. I've talked on this show before and that show. I'm obviously a huge fan of the original Videodrome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new remake, and I'm putting that word in quotes, quote, remake, quote, it's got nothing to do with the original movie. It's about nanites and the internet.
Fuck that.
That's got nothing whatsoever to do with Videodrome. All the people that bought this wanted, they wanted the name recognition of Videodrome.
Right. Well,
and they might, you know, maybe the main character will be named Max Wren. Who knows? But
and
there's
do
no
we need
respect.
This, right. And like we've always talked about this too all the time when we talk. Do we need to see another goddamn Spider-Man remake of the same fucking
it's
story
his origin
that we
again.
Know? Again, I don't give a shit if you put another villain in it. I don't need to see him get bit by a fucking spider.
Learn how to use his powers
and fight crime. No, I don't. I've already seen that. I don't want to see it again. The only reason why they keep you coming back is they put a new villain. Let's put the lizard in. And then people will come because then it's different. Yeah, well, they will, but we got to end it. As a collective, as all of our listeners out there, anybody that loves horror and sci-fi movies, we've got to end it now. I was just talking to Josh previous before we came on the air. I would love to see a TV series or even a film that of a film that I love, Escape from New York. Okay, they did Escape from L.A. I don't like it. Josh does. I think it's the same fucking movie. They just put it in a different spot. But... see, when you remake a movie like that, and or you do a sequel without the main actor, people that love the original actor are going to have issues with it. You can never regain what you originally grew up with or saw that's a classic. If you did a TV series, though, however, of Snake Plissken when the world first went to shit...
A prequel to Escape from...
Right, I mean, he's younger, he's got both his fucking eyes, and he's starting to fight... and be this anti-hero that's whispered on the breasts of people in states that, you know, the Snake Plissken's going to rally, you know, troops, and, you know, he's kind of like the modern-day Robin Hood. Show him lose his eye. Show him, have characters younger that he comes across that maybe tie into the movies later. You can show this with using a different actor because he's younger. You can accept that. The public will accept that because it's taking place in a different times era before any of the movies took place.
You know what I think would be really funny? Since Escape from New York took place in the 90s, I think it was, it'd be really funny if a prequel series still took place in our past. I think that would be kind of interesting. Yet it's the future that's like set in 1987.
But see,
I think that would be pretty funny.
Nobody could do this anymore because, like, again, nobody can think of this. Me and you can think of this, but if we wrote
a
script,
we don't have any money.
Well, but still, if we wrote a fucking script, threw that down in some reject's desk at Warner Brothers or Universal or any of those fucking places, like I said, I don't think they can fucking read unless it's a CD with us talking about it.
Harlan Ellison. Do you remember when Harlan Ellison was trying to get the iRobot movie made back in the 80s?
Yeah.
And his script, phenomenal, by the way. I've got the reprint of his script. And I think it was Warner Brothers. I can't remember what studio, but whatever studio it was, he asked the executive, said, well, I like the idea, but could you change this, this, and this, and this? And he's like, why? You know, but I can't change this because it deals with this. And he goes, what are you talking about? And Ellison realized at that moment, he hasn't read the script. And it turned out when Ellison started screaming at the guy, he had what studios have are called script readers. They read your script for you, boil it down to three paragraphs, and that's what the executives read.
Right.
So they never even read the scripts.
I know.
Because they're too busy. They don't
all
have
they
time
see, no,
to read
all they're
all
seeing
scripts.
Is they look at something that comes across their desk, and it's a video game title or it's a comic book title, and they go, hey, we can market this. Hey, we can make action, which is great. That's what founded America, okay? I'm all for making
stuff in
marketing.
I've been in your basement.
Yeah,
your basement's all marketing.
Exactly. But that's what they see. Any original title, they don't take time to even look at it or think that that could possibly spin off into a franchise or make them millions of dollars. Now, getting back to a remake that I did, this is kind of going off in a different direction to Dawn of the Dead. When they made that movie, yeah, when they remade that movie, I actually enjoyed that.
I liked the movie too.
Okay, it's
I didn't
different.
Want to.
It's different. I didn't want to either, but it's different.
But Zack Snyder, what he did, and ironically enough, Zack Snyder's from Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
which I find interesting, but Zack Snyder, while he changed a lot of the elements, and I do give him criticism for the fast zombies because I don't like that, but he did show respect for Romero's original.
Okay, here's where I'm going. You just said the magic words.
Fast zombies?
You didn't like it. I liked it. Okay,
no, I did like
it. Oh, you did like
it.
Okay. Here's the problem that I have with zombie films, okay? And I know everything's zombies now. Vampires and zombies.
And pirates,
you know. Anyhow, I can't believe, okay, let's look at the whole zombie mythos, okay, and what zombies are. They're reanimated dead, okay? Let's look at this in a realistic aspect. If you die, okay, and you've been dead in the ground like some of these zombie movies, all your shit would rot off. You couldn't stand as a fucking skeleton. You don't have a brain anymore. You can't think. You don't have eyeballs. None of that shit's there. Your eyeballs are filled with water. They're one of the first things to go when you fucking die.
But look at it like this, okay? And I'm going to be playing a little bit of devil's advocate.
All right.
A lot of them are not fresh grave zombies. A lot of these in these movies are people
Correct.
That have been bit. So they're people who, while they're still degrading, like Romero, even in the original Dawn of the Dead, you'll notice there's a couple of corpses that are just laying around, like, because they're continuing to rot.
Right, but
so
you're
eventually, all the humans have to do is hold out for two
or
3 years.
That's exactly it.
And
why?
All the dead will die.
Let me go on my tangent here.
All right.
So these, that's exactly what I was going to say, is these fucking zombies. Okay, they're zombies. They don't run. They're slow. They don't really do anything, okay? They can't think, so it's not like they're going to, let's hide behind the tree and get Susie when they come out, okay? They're rambling.
Oh, from The Last Walking Dead.
Yeah, that would be issues with that. But, okay, they walk around, and they're real slow, and they don't know what they're doing, and okay, you know, I'm sorry, how does a fucking zombie sneak up on you and bite your ass? And if you're in a field or somewhere, you could hold out, and that's the same thing. If their flesh is deteriorating, it's not like when they eat, they're going to get this flesh back or get enough water to sustain them. They're continually going to die. Why do they have to eat flesh? Why aren't they eating deer? Why aren't they eating mice? Why in fucking zombie movies
is there... In the Romero movies, they do eat animals.
No, but why in most movies is there no animals? Zombie films. There's no fucking animals. If I was a zombie, how about go take a... I'd sit my ass in a zoo.
Walking Dead does that. They eat horses, they eat rats and woodchucks and dogs.
But I will get to that. Walking Dead is a little more realistic in terms of like that nature, but most
zombie
films...
But that's because Nick Otero is an executive producer, though, too.
Well, it's not the writer of the comic book. They're eating the animals and stuff, too. That okay. came way ahead of that. But in most zombie films... They're just eating the humans, but there's no animals. If I was a fucking zombie, I'd be finding a zoo. I'd sit my ass there, and it's just like a supermarket. You just pick what cage you're going to go in and eat.
But you're not smart enough to think that.
Then they shouldn't even be thinking about eating a brain. What the fuck? Everything is brains.
Return of the Living Dead's are different because
right, but they
that
still
was meant
tie
as sort
that
of
shit
a parody.
Right.
That was meant as a parody.
But people don't see that. They tie the shit into the zombie mythos that zombies eat brains. No, they shouldn't even be eating anything because they're stupid.
Even explained why they ate the brains because the electrons in the brains helped make the pain of rotting go away.
They
should
feel
made a pseudo sort
of sense.
But
they're dead. They shouldn't know anything. They shouldn't feel anything. They should be sitting there drooling on themselves. Okay, plain and simple. If you're a human being and there's a zombie apocalypse, you know what? Go walk to the store. Just stay on the other side of the street from the fucking zombie. Because he's not going to get you in time that you go and do your shopping and leave. Go home, hold out for a while, and eventually all the dead will rot and fall to the ground into bones, and hey, the world is back.
I always wanted to make a short film about zombies in Wisconsin in winter. They have no circulatory system, nothing to heat their blood.
Saw a zombie film in the wintertime.
I know. Well, I mean, there's that horrible dead snow, which doesn't make any sense, but... But think about it. A small Wisconsin town. In the winter, you'd be totally safe. And then you'd have that whole winter to prepare for the onslaught when the zombies thaw out, depending on how much they rot. That would be a great little 30-minute short
film.
You
know, even think it this way. You could sit on top of a fucking hill in the middle of a field and be perfectly safe because if you saw the sons of bitches coming, you kill them.
Or the whole... And keep in mind, I liked Land of the Dead. I know you probably didn't, but I like Land of the Dead. But the whole them walking on the bottom of the ocean, they would be buoyant. They would have no buoyancy. They'd float to the
right.
top, and you know, I highly doubt they'd be able to move their arms enough to swim.
Right,
they wouldn't be able to just walk across the bottom. And I know we're giving way too much thought into zombie movies. I understand this.
Well, I'm just sick of. I'm not giving too much thought in this because I've always thought this, and it has always baffled me. They don't scare me. There's nothing hard makeup-wise, I don't think, to make a fucking zombie makeup. It's, you know, you don't even have to lay down appliance makeup's that good. Oh, look, you got an edge. Ooh, it's a cut. Put a little blood on it. Ooh, he's fine.
You
go.
Know, another short film I always wanted to make in a zombie apocalypse? A vampire. The vampire would have to side with humanity because they're his food. So you'd have a vampire fighting against the zombies for the humans. I always thought that would
here's
be kind of cool.
You. Here's one for you. No, here's my short.
I'm going. This is my turn.
This is my zombie film right here.
All right.
This is my zombie film. Zombie Apocalypse. Oh, The Walking Dead. They hang out inside. They eat some Count Chocula, some Captain Crunch. You know, watch some TV. Clock, show the clock ticking by. Says, you know, 1 year later, they're all dead in the yard. They come out and the kid goes, hooray! And he starts playing football. The end. Because that's how it would be. And also, where's the fucking military? Every show you see, even The Walking Dead, the military vans and their guns and everything are just sitting there and they're all dead and you never see them because they got killed. Bullshit! The military, the first sign of these Walking Dead, they would come in and just shoot the shit out of them with their weapons that they have.
The opening of the Dawn of the Dead remake in 2004 had that special ops team trying to get the president out. And they were moving and shooting just like, you know, I mean, it looked real realistic to me. But then one of
but the zombies could run in that.
I know. But
see, they're different. I'm talking about a real zombie. If they came back from the living dead, you would get bit. You'd die. You'd come back to life. Everything would be stiff. You couldn't move very fast. You couldn't think. Your eyes would fucking turn to mush because they're made of water. You're made of water, and you're not getting that much water in your system, so you'd dry the fuck out in the sun, and you'd die.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be bones. You're not scary. Zombies are not fucking scary. Well,
but I also thought about something. Okay, you always see modern zombie movies. What I want to know, let's say the same zombie plague from Night of the Living Dead happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In feudal Japan or in the 1890s Old West when you've got the six shooters and guys riding, you know, lynch mobs and stuff. I'd like to see that. I mean, they do have a video game about that.
Okay,
Undead Nightmare,
right,
Red Dead
still,
Redemption.
Right, but still, you could walk next to the thing and just keep pushing them away with a fucking stick, going back to the imagination thing. Zombie prodder, and you could
the
keep
end
them
of
on
Night,
the other
Night
side.
Of Living Dead 90. Remember the end of the remake? She just, while she was breaking down, Barbara's just pushing the zombie away, and it just keeps coming at her, and she's just kind of like, we could walk right past them.
Yeah, but then they go to the fucking island, and you see over the credits the great Richard Cheese song.
No, that's Day.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, right.
You're confusing your Romero zombies.
Because I'm all heated up over this bullshit. Fuck these zombie movies, I'm sick of them. They're stupid. Zombies are not scary.
In the late 90s, it was vampires. Thanks to Interview with a Vampire, which is, I don't care. People try to explain to me why that's a good movie. It's not. It's not a good movie. That was the beginning of the feminization of vampires.
Mm-hmm.
But it was vampires in the 90s, and then that became zombies, where the kind of go-to, anyone could make a vampire movie. Mm-hmm. Anyone could make a zombie movie. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Totally,
well, why? Like I said,
it.
It's easy to do. If you're gonna make a low budget film, it's easy to make a zombie. Let's throw a little grease paint on a face, like all the haunted houses do. And either you're the fucking crow or you're a zombie. Pick your pick.
I want to see a movie about radioactive apes, and you could they're glowing like predator blood, and radioactive monkeys are attacking a city. I want to see that movie. That I'd like, you know?
I mean, things that scare me are things that are more realistic, and also things you don't know. I mean, growing up, sleeping in my bed at night, you know, hearing wolves fight outside my window because we lived in the woods, you know, and I was afraid to get out of my bed and to shut the window because these wolves literally were fighting in our yard. That's scary. Or you guys can laugh. I told this story a long time ago on a radio drum. I was deathly afraid of a whippoorwill. Whippoorwill is this bird that comes out at night and it sits in the tree and it goes, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. I thought it was some fucking thing because it sounds like a human. I thought it was something in a tree looking in the window trying to get me. Well, and then, I couldn't see. You look out in the darkness and you don't see this except for this voice.
But see, true scares in a movie, a true filmmaker knows how to build up attention. I don't remember what the movie was. It was some alien abduction movie I saw in the early 90s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's doing her... She lives out in the middle of nowhere. She's doing her dishes. You know, they got the window right above the sink. And there's a little bit of light, and she's not paying attention. She's looking down at the dishes. And then, not like a lightning strike, but like a car drives by, and you see this just this silhouette of this fucking alien. And the way the shot is composed, it makes you fucking jump. But it's not what you'd call a jump scare. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that was set up. So, Exorcist 3,
the hallway scene was,
this is probably
scary.
The best non-cheap jump scare in movie history.
Right.
I mean, people bitch, oh, it's an Exorcist sequel and it sucks. No, Exorcist 3 fucking kicks ass. And Blatty raises such mood and tension and just an overbearing atmosphere in that movie that when something happens, I don't care how hardened of a veteran that, you are. You fucking jumped.
I jumped my ass out of my skin when I saw that. And it was in Los Angeles in the theater, and I saw that. That scared the shit out of me, that lady walking with the scissors or whatever after the guy. I mean, because the whole scene's composed of just those two talking.
It was a long-distance shot.
And you don't
shot.
Expect anything, and all of a sudden he walks away,
well,
and
no,
the thing...
what it actually is, you haven't seen the movie in a while, apparently.
No.
It's just a long-distance hallway shot. The nurse, it sits there for like 2.5 minutes. Camera doesn't move. So it lulls you into a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. She's just going about her routine. You know, there's a couple of false scares where you hear a noise and you think something's going to happen, but it doesn't. So then she goes into a linen room. You see her use her key, okay? She goes into a linen room, puts something in there. She comes out, uses her key to lock it, turns around. Then the door opens and a guy comes out and cuts her head off.
Yeah.
And it's so effective because of the way, and probably the fact that there were no cuts.
No, and see, and here's a scare, and somebody out there listening probably will use this, and I've thought of this for, I'd like to make a movie that's so scary that they ban it, and, like, people shit themselves in the theater, and you could do it, but they wouldn't, like, again, you write the script, show
a studio
it goes
executive
all right
would
back.
Never
they,
allow
they
it.
Wouldn't allow it, but here's a setup scene, okay? Person's sitting on a shitter in the bathroom or doing something, okay? They hear a noise, and you think, and they go... And you think that somebody going real slow, and they open up the shower, nothing's there. All of a sudden, as they start to turn, you see something outside the window that's right next to their head go by in a silhouette. So they get real close to the window. So once again, the audience is all bracing themselves because they think something's
going to happen. It's
about
to happen.
And nothing's there. So the person shrugs their shoulders, continues to brush their teeth, starts to walk out of the bathroom, and they get fucking taken down right there. Because you're not expecting it, because they build up two false scares.
I've seen that. I've seen that in a bunch of movies.
But you know what I'm saying?
They use the false scares.
Right,
yeah.
But there's, getting back on track, there's scarier things than fucking zombies. Come on. And we have to get... stop the fucking remake. Stop them. We got to get originality back in this the whole
fucking
country.
There
also
needs to be intelligence. Now, I took
I agree.
I took a lot of shit on Radiodrome when I... praised Contagion. I took a lot of shit. People, I mean, most of the major critics liked it, but the movie-going audience was, it's boring. It's boring. You know why it's boring? It's realistic. The fucking movie
the
plays out like it
me.
Would really happen.
The idea
Outbreak,
scares me. It could happen.
Outbreak is an action movie. Outbreak is not realistic. This is, what if Outbreak really happened?
Right.
And people didn't like it because it was boring. And I'm sick of that shit. I took so much crap from listeners for recommending Contagion. I think it was a great film. And
I didn't
see
it.
It was a creepy film because it was so realistic.
Here's something to think on, too. Girlfriend's son comes home from school. Hank, guess what we watched? Oh, we watched, you know, sitting at the dinner table. We watched in high school We Were the Titans or something like that for... And
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, or
one.
Some one
okay.
of those fucking movies. And I'm like, really? And I said, well, you watch it in school? Yeah. And you know, he was coming home all the time saying to watch movies. I'm like, what class is this that you're watching these movies in? He's like, language arts. What? I about fell off my fucking chair. No. Language arts? Why is a teacher letting you watch movies endlessly in language arts class?
See, I can understand, like, when I was in high school, you know, for language arts, they would show us, like, Inherit the Wind. Okay? It's a very literate movie, and it's about using language and that. Okay, makes sense. Recently, I don't remember what class it was, but Nathan, my son, came home and said they watched Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. And you know what him and everyone else said? Boring. It was boring.
I've heard the same thing, too. But like when I play a classic, you know, Universal film, getting back to that, Girlfriend, Son, that's stupid. Where's the blood? Where's the... No!
Nathan can't stand black and white. He used to freak out before school. Every morning, I'd be watching... I had just picked up The Outer Limits, the original DVD set. We gotta watch. It's boring. It's in black and white. She
Jesus
hates black
Christ.
And white. But he, you know, he's 18, so I understand that he doesn't appreciate the beautiful black and white photography.
And we've had this talk too, Josh. Me and you. You don't understand. You still can't grasp the idea that where I grew up, we may have had 3 TV stations. May I to get something in? I would have to go out day or night, and I'd have to turn an antenna and my mom yelling out the window if the fuzz kind of went away.
You're fucking from Eagle River.
It doesn't
River,
matter.
Man.
A lot of this stuff, I didn't grow up. I didn't have access to a lot of this stuff. I knew about it and I had to learn about it later, but I didn't have access to it. Nowadays, kids have so much access to everything. We used to sit around and just wait for the Saturday morning cartoons. And, you know, I remember getting up early and watching, reading about it in comics and writing down exactly what cartoon on what channel I was going to watch.
You made out your schedule.
Yeah, you'd get up early and you'd watch the barcodes. And, by the way, which they don't do anymore, they used to end the day and begin the day with jets flying with the American flag.
The
sign-off. And play the American,
Some channels didn't do that. It was usually the UHF channels are the ones that would show movies all night long.
See, all the stations I grew up with would have this. It would sign off at a certain time.
Well, okay,
but they
I
would
was
also
the Green
no,
Bay
no,
stations.
Get back into this. They would sign off with showing the American flag, the jets, and they'd play the
Land of the Free.
Land of the Free. Just like in school, you used to have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now that shit's there anymore. They don't do this stuff. And then, but anyhow, I'd get up and I'd wait for the barcodes and sit there for an hour's anticipation. And then I'd flip through the stations and watch these live action TV shows and that and
Land
cartoons
and shit.
And I could be lost in them and love them and then run outside and play with a stick and imagine this shit. And kids now, they don't even have fucking Saturday morning cartoons.
No.
Because everything, remember at Christmas time, we would sit and wait for Rudolph to come on.
He-Man She-Ra Christmas special. I remember every year I just was dying for that He-Man She-Ra Christmas special.
Now kids, what do they have to look forward to? They see they can watch it anytime. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, you just go to the Fox website and you can watch it. Shit like that.
You know, talking about sticks again, I remember I saw Lord of the Rings in the theater, the cartoon, and
oh,
I watched Hobbit and I saw Return of the Kings, the cartoons, and I came home and this is in the dead of winter. I made the shadow guys with the cloaks.
I know who you're talking about.
I took material.
Ring race.
Yeah, ring race. I took sticks, made a cross, draped burlap, spray painted it, put them all over in the snow on snowbanks, and then I made a fake sword and I'd fight them in the snow because that's imagination. Kids don't do this shit anymore.
I used to do that with, it was merchandise, not something I found in my yard, but I had a classic Star Trek phaser.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, you'd watch Star Trek on TV, and then you'd go out and pretend you're in Starfleet.
Yeah,
you're fighting the monsters in the yard is the fake planet with the styrofoam rocks.
And then all that changed because then there's too much violence for our kids, and we can't show them that. And they can't. Kids are choking on toys, so you can't have Battlestar Galactica toys because a dumb kid will shoot the fucking missile down his throat and choke.
I think
so
you're thinking of Boba Fett.
That
was the reason the Boba Fett one didn't fire
because they never put that out because of the fucking Battlestar Galactica toys. Now I had a cool mom that when they did that recall, I had the Cylon ship that shot the missiles. Right,
I still have it. I had that too.
Okay, I still have it. My mom, the recall was sent. We got the recall notice. You know what my mom did? This is
crumpled it up and threw it away?
This is illegal to all the listeners, but I had a cool-ass mom. She went to the store, ripped one out of the other packages, sent that in so I could get the free subscription to whatever comic or whatever for a while, and I still have the fucking one that shoots the missiles. Now, I grew up with those kind of toys. Did I shoot them down my throat? No. If I did I learn a lesson? Yes. If I shoved a fork in a fucking electrical socket, did I learn my lesson? Yes. It wasn't, my parents weren't hiding me from all this stuff and making me a pussy like every fucking kid nowadays. Fuck them. If you swallow a toy, you die. It's thinning the fucking herd. Fuck those kids and fuck their parents. And that's why everything now is toned down and all the kids growing up are pussies and they have no imagination because they can't go out in the yard, build a go-kart, flip their bike, skin their knee, fall out of a tree, because that's not right. We have to sit them in front of a TV.
The kids nowadays, and I know we're totally off topic here, but the kids nowadays are basically raised by the internet. I personally know a guy who, he's a big video game fan like I am. He will not have an opinion on a video game that differs from what the majority of the internet thinks. If the internet hates a game, he hates a game. The internet loves a game, he loves a game.
How about think
he
for yourself?
He follows what the internet says.
I know
he
how
should.
We got off in this tangent. Anyhow, getting back to the whole school bullshit.
Yeah, we got
so,
10 minutes
okay,
left.
Okay, 10 minutes left, but getting back to school bullshit. So they're teaching the kids. They don't want to teach the kids anymore, so they let them watch movies. Now, they're not doing reports on this shit. They're not having to read the actual books that go with the movies to compare them.
See, when I was a kid, if we read a book that had a movie adaptation, We'd read the book, then they'd show you the movie.
Exactly. The only time we ever got school movies when I was a kid is possibly after we did a test, like at the end of the year or something, just to, you
kill,
know, all the kids
kill
are,
two
yeah,
hours.
Well, the, you know, we were maybe advanced more, so we didn't have, you know, we had a couple days to kill or whatever, or the teachers were nice enough that they'd let us at the end of the year, but it wasn't part of our grade to have to watch a movie, and then they don't report on it. You just have to show up and see the movie. It's bullshit. I talked to my girlfriend's son, too, and I asked him about classic literature books, you know, 2000 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000.
Or 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and all the, you know, any classic book you can possibly think of. They don't read them anymore. He looks at me like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
I know. You know, but in a weird way, this is somewhat hubris here, okay? When I got to English class in high school, and they were reading Brave New World and 1984, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I had already read those because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I read those on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually kind of annoying to have to read them for school.
Right. And see, and I know when I grew up, there's books I liked and books I didn't want to read, but I had to read them to get a class grade. I liked horror movies and that. I still remember bringing to fucking high school Fangoria magazine. I was reading Fangoria magazine. I had it with me in my locker. I brought it to a class, and a teacher took it away, and she brought the wrath down on me. My parents had to come bring a psychologist into the fucking school with the principal because this stupid bitch of a teacher, and this was language arts, said that I was, you know, this type of garbage shouldn't be in schools. This is satanic, and he's going to grow up to be a serial killer and all that. Bullshit. She probably had more skeletons in her closet than me. I wanted to learn how to do special effects. This is what interests me. Guess what, you old bitch? If you're still alive, I ended up doing it. Guess what? I help humanity now. I'm my specialty is diabetics, and I care for the diabetic population, and I heal diabetic ulcers and shit like that. I'm not a serial killer. And also, one time we had to do a project in school, and I dreamt up this whole big scenario because movies were my life. We had to put on this like puppet show. We had to do something with puppets. This was like younger. This was right when Caddyshack came out.
Okay.
So I did this whole thing where it was actually going to be, I made this big box. It was supposed to be a TV screen that you're watching, and we were going to be the show that you're watching. So I wrote a script. We had all these puppets I made, and we were going to put on a puppet show talking about this one topic. Now we had somebody, I actually had somebody that was going to do the soundtrack music for us to do these different skits. I brought in the Caddyshack record, okay? If anybody doesn't understand what a record is out there, it's this big black vinyl thing that had grooves in that you put on a player.
It's the thing hipsters think is so cool, ironically.
So, yeah, so anyhow, I brought this album in. That's what they call them, albums. And I got in trouble. They actually kicked me out of school over this, and I didn't know why, and they wouldn't tell me, and I had to go into it once again. You know, Hank's being brought into the school with his parents. Here, what it was on the back of this record album, if you have it, it has the movie poster in the front. You flip it over, it lists all the different different songs that are on the record. On the back, there was a hole for golf. There was two balls and a putter sitting.
That looked like a cock and balls.
I was too young. It didn't even faze me. I didn't understand that. I was just wanting to play a song that was on there for this thing. The stupid-ass teacher thought I was, you know, bringing in deranged shit that, you know, it was cock and balls and sex, and I was going to teach the kids all about this shit, and that's why I got thrown out of the class, because this fucking moron who then, that's why everybody, you know, started that you can't do certain things in school or kids can't hurt themselves and all this shit started,
well, see,
was because of stupid-ass people like them.
I am glad, and I don't mean this to be insulting towards my son, I'm glad I didn't grow up when my son did.
I'm glad
I was not a kid today, because to me, I think I had an alcoholic father, and you know, I had a lot of family issues. But my life was better growing up in the 70s and 80s, I think, than it would have been growing up in the 90s.
I 100% agree with you.
Glad I grew up in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to see the advent of home video. I got to see the advent of the CDs take over. I got to watch the growth of the computer. You know, kids today don't even remember those green screen apples, you know?
That was my first resume to get a job at this movie studio. I made it at a friend's house on a Commodore 64 computer that it printed probably out the paper that you had to tear off the sides.
A dot matrix printer.
And that was my first resume I printed on that to try to get a job at this movie studio. It was, I mean, I still have that. Someday, if I ever get, you know, big, I'll put that out in a book or something so everybody can see it. I still have it. And it's ridiculous. But that's what we had back then. So my opinion is, I mean, I hope everybody agrees. And like I said, if you do agree, let Josh know. Let the world know. We got to stop.
Actually, if you don't agree, we still want to hear.
We got to stop. You got to stop feeding the studios. No matter what fucking movie they remake that was your favorite as a child, do not see it. Let it bomb. Let these bastards fucking realize that they do not have control of us. We are in control of them. They are not in control of us. And maybe somebody along the way will start opening up their own, like, independent movies and studios will start popping up with people like ourselves that read scripts and realize that they're originality.
True movie fans.
That there's originality out there and start new products instead of rehashing this old shit. So you have to stop.
Original comes out,
it gets bombs.
Because people don't get it. Like, by the time you guys hear this, this movie will be out. As we record this, it's still not out yet. But you've seen the previews for In Time, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you're a big Harlan Ellison fan or not, and I don't know if there's any connection. Like, I highly doubt that it's connected to his story at all. All I could think of when I watched the trailer for In Time was, so they ripped off Repent, Harlequin Said the TikTok Man. a story Ellison wrote in the
70s. That actually crossed my mind the first time I saw that in the theater, that preview. I went, huh?
Yeah, it's like, this is a total action movie ripoff of Repent, Harlequin Said the TikTok Man. And
did we need to see another Flash or Footloose? Did we need to see that shit?
But see, Footloose is one of those kitschy jokes. The original Footloose is one of those kitschy jokes to the kids. That's one reason that they always say they're remaking the movies. They need to make them for the modern audience. The modern audience, like, I admit, I said earlier, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978. Great movie. Great atmosphere, really paranoid. I admit, Donald Sutherland's white dude afro is kind of distracting to a modern audience. Seeing that through a modern eye, his afro really does take away from the movie. That's the only thing about that version of the movie I would change, is to give him not a white dude afro.
I just think they need to stop making, and kids need or pick up a fucking book. All this shit too.
Not a Kindle, goddammit.
Not a Kindle, no. Pick up a book, smell it, hold it in your hand, be able to turn the pages.
Cut your fingers a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't cut your fingers because you can't have that now. You can push a button, you can touch a nice soft screen that doesn't no harm.
Yeah, just wait until terrorists drop an EMP and then we'll see what happens to your Kindle.
Yeah,
I'll still be able to read my pulp novels. What'll you have?
And guess what? We'll still be able to make our own fantasies up in our head.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We won't need to see porn on TV either. These kids. We'll be able to think it.
We don't every day when our cocks are in our hands?
Well, I'm just saying, fuck these people. Pick up a book, read it, put down technology, quit making goddamn sequels, quit making remakes, originality.
Only make there is a place for sequels when the story calls for it.
Right.
I mean, even in a way, when it doesn't, I loved Aliens. Alien did not need a sequel. But
like, Aliens is almost standalone by itself, though.
Right. Predator. I love Predator 2. It's my favorite film of the franchise. Predator really didn't need a sequel. The fact that they did it right just makes it that much better. So I even kind of go back on my own argument that just because it doesn't need a sequel, it shouldn't have one, because there are examples where they do. Mad Max to
Remakes. Let's stick
Mad
to
Max
remakes,
to Rogue
then.
Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mad Max didn't really need a sequel. to me.
No, you can take sequels are different to me. I should let's rewrite.
You're
last
the one that
part.
Said sequels.
Well, I know I missed. It should have been
40 seconds.
Okay,
left.
It should have been remakes. No remakes. Sequels are okay because you want to see that character again, but in a different story.
As long as you're not making
standalone.
Halloween 8. As long as you're not making a Halloween
Christ,
8.
No. Or originality.
And stop going to Rob Zombie movies and Eli Roth movies. These people are just poison for good films.
And go to AdamandEve.com.
And AutumnNightStudios.com and 1201beyond.blogspot.com. Good night.
See ya.